Three Men on a Plane by Mavis Cheek. Read by Kim Hicks. Think carefully and often what you are, what you were, what you will be. St. Alred of Riavol, The Mirror of Love. Chapter 1. You've got a ladder in your tights, said the girlfriend, quite without emotion. Since conversation with the girlfriend was as rare as contentment in a bikini, Pamela Pryor did not rise, but took it gratefully as a conversational gambit. Accordingly, she began to burble. It's my nails, she said. Always were weak and splitty, never managed to grow them. She stared at the 10 offenders as if for confirmation, gave the girlfriend an apologetic smile, and ended in a rush with the highly philosophical confidence that she always forgot to eat a square of jelly a day. More silence. The girlfriend looked at her blankly. Pamela shrugged and gave what she hoped was a girl talk smile. She was 27 years older than this ladder spotter, so she ought to be able to cope. Gelatin, she added sagely, as if pronouncing a great truth. Gelatin. More silence. 27 years made no difference after all. The girlfriend was a superior being and ever would be. Pamela moved her leg surreptitiously to hide the disgrace. As a matter of fact, she said with spirit, they're stockings. Despite feeling like a trussed turkey in them, stockings and suspenders reminded her that somewhere underneath it all, she could still display a mean and womanly thigh top.